Hey everyone, I'm Zach. I'm just back from visiting my family. Everyone's doing great. It was so awesome to see them. You know, today's story is all about families, the Morrisons and the Richters. It's certainly a day that will change these families forever. So come on with me down Gilead Lane.
And today on News 6 at Noon, we have a very special story to share with you. It is the first in an exclusive series looking behind the scenes at the group that has revitalized Coleraine, Peace of Heaven. What kind of man can change the landscape of a town and bring people from all over the world to help do it? Reverend Ivan Brodsky, that's who. And coming up, we'll be sitting down with Reverend Brodsky to find out more about the man, his family, and his vision for Coleraine. All that coming up. But first, they call it the dog days of summer. How long will they last this year? News 6 meteorologist Chad Browning has your weekend forecast.
So let's add these tomatoes.
Right, like this.
Good. Okay.
Hey, what? If we're cooking this now, how does it not burn or get cold and yucky before dinner?
Honey, this is a slow cooker. We put everything in and it cooks all day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. What's next then?
2 teaspoons of garlic.
Oh, can I put them in?
Sure. Just don't add any more or it'll be too strong.
It's kind of like chemistry. Justin could probably help us make it better since it's like science.
Oh, that's true. Cooking is science, but it's also an art.
Hello, family!
Oh, John, hi, what a nice surprise.
Mr. M, are you okay? The family's not here, just us.
Oh. Well, you two count as family.
Yeah, okay.
What's got you so excited?
Excited? Me? Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. This is what I'm like every day.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I've got good news, and I can't wait to share it.
Yeah? Hmm? What is it?
The paperwork has all come through.
John, do you mean
Hope, we have a court date. You are going to officially become a Morrison.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's everything we've been waiting for, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, that's great. I mean... Wow. I'm really going to be a Morrison.
Yes, Hope. You really are.
Oh.
How long until he's finished? Honestly, my appointment was supposed to be 10 minutes ago.
Yes, Mrs. Richter. I have made him aware that you are here, and he'll be with you as soon as possible.
Well, some people don't have the time to sit around and wait all day.
Yes, ma'am. Can I offer you something to drink? Coffee? Iced tea? Water?
No, thank you. Just get me in.
Yes, Mr. Kelly? She's right here. All right. Mr. Kelly can see you now.
It's about time. Mr. Kelly, this is unacceptable.
I'm sure it is, Mrs. Richter. What can I help you with today?
Are you serious? You can help me get my property back from those heaven people.
Monica, I've told you before, there's simply nothing I can do about that. They've done everything legally, and there's simply no recourse.
Oh, there has to be something you can do. What good are you?
Monica, legally, there's nothing I can do on the Peace of Heaven thing. Nothing. You know this. We've gone over it and over it. Now, with the other issues...
There is no other issue. I've got it under control. I've told you that over and over. So now it appears we're at an impasse.
I would tend to agree.
Good. Then you'll understand why I'm terminating your services.
What?
I have no need for you any further, Mr. Kelly. I've got everything under control.
I sincerely hope you do.
Well, that was a very nice report.
Yes, it did turn out nicely.
Very nice indeed. Great piece. This seems like a really nice town, Reverend. I'm glad we came.
It is nice. It could even be called idyllic. I didn't know that there were still places in the world like this.
I know. Jean and I felt the same way when we drove into town.
What? What did I feel?
Oh, I was telling Reverend Brodsky what you thought about the town when we drove in.
Oh, I thought it was a throwback to an old television show that was on when I was a kid.
Yes, well, I thought so, too.
A mixture between My Four Daughters and the Ryan Bunch?
Yeah, that's right.
May I get anyone a refill on iced tea or water?
Oh, Tiffany, you're so sweet. I'd love a refill. Thank you.
Yes, Tiffany, some more tea would be great.
Anyone else?
No, thank you.
I'm good, thanks.
She's so sweet.
Oh, yes, a wonderful girl.
Randy's a lucky boy.
We're just very lucky that we can be here for her during this difficult time.
Oh, that's right. That's her family, isn't it? The ones in the news.
Yes, it is. And I'm glad we can provide a safe place for her.
That's very important.
Here you go, Reverend Brodsky. Mrs. Brodsky.
Why, thank you, Tiffany.
Tiffany, have I told you that I'm very, very glad to have you here?
Oh.
Your presence in our home is really special to us.
Thank you, Mrs. Brodsky. I really... it's nice here.
Good. I hope that means we'll see you a lot more.
So this must be big.
Big? What?
Whatever brings the whole family out to Planet Cheese during the week. Hope, you have a birthday we don't know about.
No.
So what is it?
Yeah.
Okay, we do have an announcement we'd like to make. We received news today.
What? What is it?
Come on, Dad, what?
Do you want to tell him, Hope?
I don't. No, you tell him.
Okay. Okay. It's official, gang. We are adopting
Hope. No way!
Wow. That's right. All of the paperwork has gone through, and a court date has been set. Next week, Hope will officially become a Morrison.
Yay!
That's so cool.
You're quiet, Hope. What do you think?
What, me?
Speech.
Yeah.
Don't put her on the spot, guys. Come on.
I think that games are on me.
Come on, Hope, there's a racing game over here.
Oh, yeah, but I'm faster than you, Morrison. That's it, Hope.
There they go.
Do you think Hope's all right?
What? Hope? Why?
I don't know. She seems so quiet.
Yeah, Hope seems quiet. No, she just ran off with the kids, chattering away about beating Mike on the racing game.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, whenever we've mentioned the adoption, she gets very quiet.
Or maybe it's just too big for her right now.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, sometimes when you're waiting for so long for something, it can still be a surprise when it gets here. You're not ready for it. It might take her a little time to work through it.
Maybe I'll try to talk to her later, after we get home.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I'm not sure Planet Cheese is the best place for a serious, quiet talk.
It's nice weather out.
Yeah. Well, after the rain last week, it's nice.
Yes. It is nice.
I prefer the rain.
Me too. It's different than sun all the time.
Is something wrong?
Everything. Or haven't you been watching the news lately?
Tiffany, that's enough.
Sorry.
No, I mean something here, with us. It's weird. Everyone's so quiet and grumpy, and I don't know, maybe it's nothing.
Quite right. There's nothing wrong here. We're all fine, right? Right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yes. Sure.
See, Maya, everything's fine. It's just a case of the summertime blues. No need to worry about anything. Are you all right, Caleb? Do you need water?
Of course he's not all right. This is all wrong. But then again, it's par for the course in the Richter family. No one talks to anyone or deals with any problems or anything. There's nothing wrong because this is the way it always is. But that doesn't mean it's right. It shouldn't be this way.
Tiffany, why don't you...
Don't bother. I'm going out.
Where?
Away from this little bit of crazy we call home.
Tiffany. Tiffany Richter.
Oh, forget it, Tom. She's just blowing off steam.
But Monica...
She'll be back. Give her a little time. I'll talk to her later.
Are you sure?
Of course. I've got this under control.
Tiffany, what are you doing here?
I am sorry, Randy. Maybe I shouldn't have come. I just...
No, it's all right. Come on in.
Who's at the door, Randy?
It's Tiffany.
Oh, is she all right? Oh, come on in here.
Yeah, come on in.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt a dinner party or...
No, darling. It's very informal. Our house is always like this. Lots of people.
Oh. Lots of family, you mean? There's usually more than this.
That's right. We're all family here.
You haven't seen it as much because everyone's still settling into town, but you'll see it more often now.
We're just finishing up dinner, Tiffany. Did you eat?
No, I didn't have much of a chance.
Well, you go to the living room and I'll put together a plate for you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's fine, dear. No problem.
Come on. So, what's wrong?
It's my family again. I don't know what to do anymore. My mom insists everything's fine and makes us act like nothing's going on.
That's tough.
And you know we're all over the news. It's just crazy.
Have you talked to your mom about it?
My mom doesn't talk about anything. She just says she's got it under control. Oh, that's awful.
I agree. It's good you got out of there. You should protect yourself from such crazy dysfunction. It's not healthy.
You can come here anytime, Tiffany. You're always welcome.
Oh, I wouldn't want to impose.
You impose? Never. Oh, anytime, Tiffany.
Yeah, the same goes for us.
What? You don't even know me.
This is what family is for, Tiffany. We're here for you, too. If you ever need a place to stay or someone to come over and get you...
Just call. And anyone in Peace of Heaven will do the same.
Really?
Really. Self-preservation must always be your top priority. If you aren't looking out for you, who will? You keep yourself safe. Remember that.
Yes. We each have to learn to love ourselves if we are to experience all this life has to offer us.
Remember that, Tiffany. It's the key to everything.
Oh, I like this one. What do you think, Hope?
It's nice. I like it. Are you okay? Aren't you excited? A new dress and new shoes and maybe even new bows for your hair? Yeah, I'm excited, but...
But?
It's like Christmas and Easter and birthdays all wrapped up in one, isn't it? Getting adopted.
What makes you say that?
Well, I mean, the dresses and the bows and the shoes and having to look nice, it's just... It's like going to church for Christmas or something, but bigger.
Well, you want to look nice for your big day, don't you?
Yeah, I know adoption's big and everything, but I don't know if I can do this.
Do what?
This whole huge adoption thing. I mean, it's huge.
Oh, honey, let's go sit down over there.
Okay.
All right. Now then. What do you mean you don't think you can do this adoption thing?
I don't want to mess this up. I mean, I like pigtails and blue jeans. I don't do dresses and bows and stuff. I might just mess this all up.
Oh, honey, you won't mess anything up.
But what if I don't look nice when I do this? Or what if I mess up being a Morrison? I mean, I've already messed that up.
What? How have you messed up being a Morrison?
Being a Morrison is hard. You're all, like, perfect. How am I supposed to do that?
Hey, Maya. What's up?
Oh, just heading out to the mall to do a little shopping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm meeting Anna there. Wanna join us?
Oh, no, that's all right. Thanks for asking, though.
Are you okay, Tiff?
Yeah, sure. Is Caleb home?
He's down in the exercise room working out.
Oh.
Dad's in his office.
Oh, okay. I'll stop by there, then.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, fine. Go have a good time.
Okay. See ya.
But I can't do that right now. I just don't have the funds available and... Yes, I understand. You do what you need to do. Thanks. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Dad. What's up?
Trying to make sense of what we're going to do next with Richter Properties. Start again? Give up? I have no idea.
It's all kind of a big mess, isn't it?
Yeah, a huge mess.
Where's Mom?
Hmm? What, your mother? I don't know, actually. I think she's at Mr. Kelly's office.
Are we going to have family dinner?
Oh, I don't know, Tiffany. Right now it looks like it'll be everyone for themselves.
What else is new?
What?
Don't you get tired of it, Dad? Being a Richter?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It seems so hard to always do what's right for the Richters and always act just the right way and...
Yeah, it can be tough. I've had those feelings too, Tiffany, trust me. I know it's not easy being a Richter.
So what's it all for? What does it mean? Being a Richter.
I don't, Oh, no, Tiffany, this is a phone call I've been waiting for. Can we take a rain check?
Sure, Dad. Whatever.
I mean it. I'll find you later.
Okay.
Hello, this is Tom.
Bye, Dad.
Yes. Hi, I've been waiting for...
Oh, Hope, the Morrison family is not perfect.
No way we're perfect. I mean, I could tell you a million different things that would prove that we're not perfect. Like when Tim melted that one plastic dish by putting it into the oven. And how Mike got into trouble for watching stuff he wasn't supposed to.
Oh,
and
yes,
then...
thank you, Haley. I think we get the point.
Tim melted a dish? Really?
Uh-huh.
And what was Mike watching?
Well, that doesn't matter. What does matter is that the Morrison family is not perfect. Oh, honey, it's not about what we wear or how we look. You don't have to do anything different at all to become part of the family. You've already been part of the family in our hearts for a long time now.
And what if I mess up in court and I don't do everything right? Or I don't look right? Does that mean it's all off or will I get a do-over?
Oh, there's no way that you can mess anything up, Hope. Don't you understand that? You're perfect already.
I am? Perfect? I don't think so.
You're perfect for us.
That's right. Because none of us are perfect either. So you fit.
Do I have to forget everything from before?
Before what?
Before you guys. You know, my mom and my grandma and all that.
No. Oh, no, you don't. And we don't want you to. Those people loved you, Hope. They gave you life and cared for you. And they were a very important part of who you are. We don't want you to forget that.
Okay, I guess. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it is pretty huge, Hope. But I think you can handle it.
I hope so. I hope I'm good enough.
Hello, Monica.
Tom! You frightened me. What are you doing up?
Waiting for you. We need to talk.
What? Like some errant child out past curfew?
No, Monica. Like a husband who is worried about his wife and wants to be sure that she's all right.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
I made some phone calls about Richter Properties today. I thought I'd help with what...
I don't need your help, Tom.
But, Monica,
I have all of this under control. You need to trust me on that.
Monica, I'm here to help you. Any way I can.
I don't need your help, Tom Richter. Stay out of it. I have it under control.
Mr. Kelly said
I fired Mr. Kelly. I know what I'm doing. Let me make this clear, Tom. I am not in trouble. And I have never and will never, ever in this lifetime need your help.
Why, yes, Your Honorship. I do like living with the Morrisons. What? What's that? Oh, yes. I do promise to be good and sweet and nice and always do the right things. Like the Morrisons do.
Hope, what are you doing? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. You should be sleeping.
You wake everybody up.
Okay, the question is, why are you up?
I was just practicing.
Practicing what?
Being a Morrison and talking to the judge. Oh,
nervous?
Just a little.
You don't need to be. It is a big, important day, but you can't mess it up.
Well, that's what everybody keeps saying, but I want to make sure every little, tiny thing is perfect. And I'm not perfect, so I need to work on that. I don't want to mess up this court thing at all. I mean, I knew about the adoption and everything, but I didn't know about standing in a courtroom in front of a judge and having to be all Morrison-y perfect. Oh,
Morrison-y perfect? Hope, come here and sit down a minute.
Okay.
Do you remember when you accepted Christ this year?
Yeah.
You didn't have to do anything to make God love you, did you?
No, I mean, I just had to trust him.
Right. God loves you now. And he's loved you since before you were even born. Nothing you could do would change that. Right?
Right.
Same thing here in a way. You don't have to change anything about you to become a Morrison. We love you, no matter what. And you're already a Morrison.
I am?
You're part of the family already, Hope. And I speak for everyone in this house when I say that. We just need the paperwork to make it legal. You know what that means?
What?
You're stuck with us.
Yes.
Now, you need to go to bed and get some sleep. No more worry.
Oh, I'm not worrying anymore. I just want to make sure I have everything just right.
You're going to be great, Hope. I know it.
You've got to be kidding me. Who comes to someone's house at the crack of dawn? Someone needs to learn when a decent time to come calling is.
Monica, are you up?
Not a chance, Tom.
Monica?
Go away.
There's someone downstairs to see you.
They can come back at a decent time.
No, Monica, I think you better come downstairs.
What is it?
I think you better just come down.
Where's my robe?
Oh, over here.
This better be good, Tom, honestly. Oh, good morning, gentlemen. I'm afraid I was out quite late last evening and overslept this morning. How can I help you?
Monica Richter?
Why, yes, of course I'm Monica Richter. You know that.
Monica Richter, you're under arrest for 5 separate counts of bribery of public officials. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
What?
Monica.
Wow, Hope's going to become a Morrison, and Monica Richter's getting arrested. I told you today was a day of change for these families. Every Morrison is excited about this adoption, while Tiffany is questioning what it means to be a Richter. Now, it can be tough to be part of a family sometimes, can it? But you know, God made families for us, so we wouldn't be alone. When things are great, a family's around to celebrate with us. But when things are tough, it's our family who ought to help and support us. Now, in our world today, it's full of sin. It's a place where sometimes people don't feel good enough to be part of a family. And sin can also block family members from helping, loving, and even supporting each other. God intended families to be a place where a person would be accepted, no questions asked. So today, why don't you look for ways to bless the other people in your family? Hug your grandma, or help your mom with a chore, or maybe tell your dad that you appreciate him. You can even read to your little sister. Find a way to celebrate with everybody in your family. Well, that's it for now. Today's episode, A Tale of Two Families, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Dialogue was recorded by Roy Wallace and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Post-production and sound design was by Joe Carroll. Music was provided by John Campbell, and our executive producer is Terry Ritchie. And I'm Zach, encouraging you to go spend time with your family. And I'll catch you again next time right here, down Gilead Lane.